today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friends, brothers, sisters, salamun alaikum, and so welcome to this episode of today's special on an auspicious day. Today is Youth Day. In Iran, we commemorate the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Ali Akbar, peace be upon him, as a Youth Day. Congratulations to all Muslim youth all around the world.
باب نور العيد جانا فيه فرحتنا بلقاكم طيبين والسعادة بالأحبة وهم معانا عايدون يا عساهم عايدين باركوا يا حباب نور العيد جانا.
Today's Saturday is the 11th of Shaban 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Isfand 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of March 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
Every day in IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Because today is the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Ali Akbar, so we'll look at the most similar person to Prophet Muhammad, who is Ali al-Akbar. One of Ali al-Akbar's eminent virtues is that Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, described him as follows. Ali Akbar is the most similar person to the first being of the world, the great prophet, and this virtue illuminates his eminent dignity to everyone. Abu al-Faraj al-Isfahani, a Sunni scholar, narrates that when Ali ibn Hussein, peace be upon him, went to fight with enemies, Imam al-Hussein wept and said, "O God, be witness to this event, these people, because a young man went for fighting, who is the most similar person to your prophet, peace be upon him." Ali al-Akbar, peace be upon him, is facially the most similar person to the prophet. There are some narrations about the beauty of the prophet's face. Accordingly, Ali al-Akbar, alayhi salam, is the most similar person to Prophet Muhammad in terms of speech and utterance too. This remark of Imam al-Hussein reveals the dignity of Ali al-Akbar. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "If we were eager to visit Prophet Muhammad, we used to look at Ali al-Akbar because he was the most similar person to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny." Dear brothers and sisters, this is today's special on the birthday of Ali al-Akbar.
One of the things that we are, one of the unique supplications, one of the unique du'as that we have in the month of Sha'ban is the du'a which is commonly read between Dhuhr and Asr Namaz. It's known as the Salawat of Sha'ban. And it's not a long du'a to recite. It takes maybe 3 or 4 minutes. But I wanted to look at just actually one specific line in the du'a this evening, just give us a general overview of the du'a. What the content of it is, and then look at one specific aspect of the dua. Now, before I go to that, This dua actually comes to us from our fourth Imam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. And Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And obviously he had encouraged the believers to again recite this every day in the month of Sha'ban. And it's unique in a few different reasons. The uniqueness for one of the reasons of it is that there's not really a lot of things in the dua that we're asking for. You know, one of the things that, for example, even in Dua Kamail we see it, and in other duas that we have from the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, we sometimes have a list of things that we are asking for from Allah. Maybe it be, you know, better health, maybe it be security within our country, maybe it's, you know, we're looking for a job or for a spouse. There's many times that the duas tell us, and we have special duas to ask for certain things. One of the unique aspects of this very short dua, though, is that we're not really asking for anything for ourselves other than spiritual blessings. But I'll give the one aspect that we do ask for in this dua. Also, one of the interesting things is that there are six passages in the dua. So the dua can be broken up into six unique sections. And each one begins with a salawat upon the Prophet. And so let me just go over the first five. And again, just very quickly go over those. I don't want to focus too much on these areas. But again, we have the six salawat, and after each one, there is a brief passage where we're asking Allah, or we're addressing Allah in relation to something about our religion. So after the first salawat, we ask, or we speak and we confirm the status of the Ahlul Bayt and them being the true guides. So we're not asking anything from Allah here. We're confirming the fact that the Prophet and his family are the true guides to Islam. They are the true guides within this religion. We then have a second salawat, and then we begin to talk about, and we mention the fact that salvation within Islam is only through the Ahlul Bayt. And we clearly mention that in the tradition that there is only one path in religion, in Islam, and that path is through Muhammad and Ali Muhammad, alayhim wassalatu wassalam.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special. This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
In Iran, this day is Youth Day. It is the day that is celebrated every year in the Islamic Republic of Iran as the Day of the Virtuous Youth. For it was on this day, on the 11th of month of Sha'ban, that Allah has granted Imam al-Hussein with a meritorious son. That is the good news Allah gives to His servants who have faith and do righteous deeds. Say, O Prophet, to mankind, I do not ask you any reward for it, enlightening minds with Islam except love of my nearest of kin. What you hear was Ayah 23 of Surah Ash-Shura, which is a clear commandment of Allah Almighty for all those claiming to be Muslims. It explicitly states that the token of their gratitude towards Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family for delivering them from the darkness of ignorance, idolatry, oppression, and all sorts of vices is the love and affection for his immediate family. Thus the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, has said without mincing words, I'm leaving behind among you the thaghalain, two invaluable things, the Book of Allah, that means Quran, and my progeny, Itra, the Ahlul Bayt. Hold fast to them, and you will never go astray, for the two will never separate even when they return to meet at the pond of Kawthar on Judgment Day. Dear brothers and sisters, dear youth all around the world, congratulations on the Youth Day, on anniversary of Ali al-Akbar's birthday.
Children are wearing new clothes. Bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter. Their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.
Named Ali, in honor of his infallible grandfather, Imam Ali, his gait, voice, and eloquent manner of speech brought memories of the Prophet. What is important is his presence in Karbala on the faithful day of Ashura that definitely drew the line between Muslims and infidels. It was for this reason that while sending his youthful son to the battlefield, Imam al-Hussein held God as witness, saying he was now offering a sacrifice, a person who was the carbon copy of the Prophet. The Imam added, "Whenever we missed seeing your Prophet, we would look at him." Ali al-Akbar thus introduced himself to his foes. "I am Ali, the son of Hussein, the son of Ali, by the house of Allah. We are those with the Prophet righteously. By Allah, the son of his pure son will not judge us. I will strike with the blow of a Hashemi, a Qurayshi."
If you're 15 years old, 16 years old, 20 years old, 25 years old, know that those are the most precious days and nights of your lives. Those are the most precious years of your life. Don't blow them. Don't waste them by smoking weed and playing Xbox and hanging out with your friends. Build yourself a future. Put yourself on the ladder of success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has immersed you in all sorts of blessings and ni'mah. Don't say, "Well, I live in a country where if I'm 30 years old and I don't have a job, alhamdulillah, there is the welfare system." This welfare system is the biggest disease in our community. It's made many people lazy. Tell them, go work, go learn, go bring rizq that is halal to your family. What am I going to do, be a taxi driver? Am I gonna be a gardener? Am I gonna be a janitor? Wallah, a janitor is more beloved to Allah than a person sitting at home for 20 years collecting welfare. Because this person is collecting halal. This person is going to work to obtain rizq that is halal. Rasulullah says, if a man leaves his home to bring halal rizq for his family, كالمجاهد في سبيل الله, he's doing jihad في سبيل الله. And if he dies as a shaheed. Begging is wrong. Taking money from other people is wrong. And this is the mentality that needs to be washed away from our society, especially the youth. It is haram for you to be on welfare. Welfare is for the disabled. Welfare is for the mentally challenged people who cannot work, who literally cannot do anything else. We need to wash away the culture of laziness, brothers and sisters, from our community. We need to become successful ambassadors of Islam in the West.
Dear brothers and sisters, on the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Ali al-Akbar, peace be upon him, we congratulate all of you, dear brothers and sisters, and inshallah, Allah bless all of you. Thank you, and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali al-Imami.
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي